to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
And dads and children of all ages. This is Jonathan Scott with another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM with my co-host, as he has been for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with a G Line One. Go ahead.
Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, we survived the weekend, another drinking holiday done. Welcome to Vegas Nonstop, presented by Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Great selection of pre-driven used cars for under 10 grand. Las Vegas Auto Sales caters to the entertainment and hospitality industry. If you're in the market for a dependable used car, visit our friend Lucky Lopez. Yes, that's really his name, Lucky Lopez, at Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Also, Lightning Funding. Your friend, Lightning Funding.
Hey, Scotty.
Scotty from Lightning Funding. For all your mortgage needs, visit their website at lightningfunding.com. Our guests include retired Lakers and Celtics NBA player Marcus Banks.
That should be
Celtics and Lakers player, just for the record.
Well, you could say it any way you want. And retired, I'm going to say it, New York Yankees and Oakland Athletics Major League Baseball pitcher Josh Towers.
Yeah.
What up?
Here to talk about baseball's preseason forecast, NCAA's March Madness, and other sports news.
Lots of sports news.
You made a comment to me over the weekend. I asked if you're going to go to Big League Weekend, and you made it sound like you'd rather be dragged over broken glass than go to Big League Weekend. What's up with you?
There's no way I can do that, man.
Why?
It's not even a fun place to go play or watch baseball anyways.
Cashman?
I got no interest in spring training baseball unless I'm playing it.
How about when it's in the low 50s and windy?
No, well, I'm pitching that game in the wind, and sometimes it's worse. It's nasty. It's not good at all. But, no, it just wasn't for me. I'd rather watch March Madness, or I'd rather honestly just watch it on TV, to be honest with you.
And I was on two different networks. I know it was on WGN.
Yeah, for sure.
I went both days, and oddly enough, I think the score was the same on both days.
And I'm going to tell you, man, they need to keep the Cubs here as long as Chris Bryant's on it. Like, we need to keep he's such a big star and being the Las Vegas kid.
Did you see Mike?
I did not see Mike. I made it on the field and had a great time. And, you know, yeah, it was a little cold. I saw Johnny Drama out there.
Oh, really? Yeah, I just got off the phone with him.
He called you a bunch of names for not coming out. So where's Jeffrey with the G Line One? Go ahead.
He said,
he's warm in his house. He didn't want to go out when it's below 50 degrees. It actually wasn't below. You know, it was hat and coat weather and scarf weather, but everybody had a great time. Marcus, how was your weekend?
Pretty solid. I just hung out with my son, man, all weekend. Watched just a little bit of basketball, but pretty much just chill.
Well, I'm depending on you guys to bring us up to speed on March Madness and brackets and all this kind of stuff.
You guys don't have any great...
What if I missed a little bit of it? Because you know what? It was a bachelor party this weekend, so it was a little different. Bachelor party this weekend.
Oh,
yeah. I kind of missed out. Absolutely
you
not.
You missed the good games in the morning.
Yeah.
Not for you. It wasn't your bachelor party.
I was wondering about St. Patrick's Day stuff or some other festivities. So clearly, you had a good time with the bachelor party.
I mean, it was more of a low-key kind of bachelor party.
Understood.
I mean, you got to think we live here in Las Vegas, it's like
But that doesn't mean when the boys come in from out of town.
They want
to turn it up a couple notches.
Absolutely. You got to, you know, show them a good time.
And you
time.
Have to be the gracious host and oblige.
You know what? I kind of got away from that this weekend. You know, I kind of was just one of the guys this weekend. So.
Well, I've got a few things to recap about. You know,
I couldn't imagine.
Whatever. I can't remember them, so I have to write them down. First of all, we want you to save the date, Friday, March 30th. Vegas Nonstop is hosting a Stormy Daniels lookalike contest.
Oh, my God.
With the number one Trump impersonator in the country, John DiDomenico. You're going to make this one.
I'm just saying we're already going there.
John DiDomenico at Centerfold's Gentleman's Club on Paradise across from the Hard Rock Hotel. $5,000 in cash and prizes for the best Stormy lookalike. Contestants will be judged on their blondness. I just made that up, blondness. And onstage dancing. Also, guys can win a complimentary bottle service to the best Trump lookalike. That's Friday, March 30th, 9 p.m. at Centerfold's Gentlemen's Club on Paradise. Across from Hard Rock, always free limo service at Centerfold's. That's what happens when you bring children into the studio. You've got to explain certain things, and some you don't have to. Shows we recommend at Bally's Las Vegas, the Misbehave Game Show at 8 p.m., Bronx Wander. Shout out to Vin A., who was the opening act for Bon Jovi over the weekend. Bronx Wanderers is now at 8 p.m., seven nights a week at Harrah's Las Vegas. Tenors of Rock, Menopause, the musical is at Harrah's. Bronx Wanderers is at Bally's. And there's a show at Bally's also at Cleopatra's Barge called Cocktail Cabaret that our friend Keith Thompson is producing with an amazing cast. If you're looking for something to do at 5 p.m. Cocktail Hour, Cocktail Cabaret at Caesars. Jeffrey with a G and I had a great lunch last week at a new restaurant that we want to share with you. It's called Call Me Cake. And that's the name of Las Vegas' only soul food restaurant with gourmet desserts owned by L.A. studio musician Cake Moss. Call Me Cake is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner with amazing fried chicken and waffles, just like, you know, Roscoe's in L.A.
Sure.
Wait a minute. What?
Fried chicken and waffles.
It's like Roscoe's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say this.
We might need to check it out.
I'm not going to lie. The chicken was solid, but we all know chicken and waffles comes from Harlem, not L.A.
Absolutely.
Just for the record. You want real chicken and waffles, you go to Wells up on 125th.
What I'm excited about is the coconut shrimp. I love coconut shrimp, and I haven't had that yet.
Mm.
And he's got dirty fries.
His food is legit. It's really,
I haven't
really
tried
good.
The smothered chops. I mean, all we had was the chicken. It was like pola beans. It was dry.
And he's also, it was crispy but not greasy. It was really good, tender in the middle. But what he's really known for are his cakes. I mean,
gooey cakes.
He has a collection of cakes that are beautiful. A real peach cobbler, a banana cream pie. God. A lemon cake. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
Call Me Cake.
So you mean the desserts are great.
And he's got them all lined up, and you can go around, and he'll just give you a taste of everything.
Located at Buffalo and Alta.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah that's not, it's not far from you, actually.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that date anyway, so you just asked me when we were going to dinner, so guess what, Sam, put the pressure on.
Well, are we doing
him.
Seafood or are we doing cake? You can't have
both. He always promises.
Listen, seafood first. Let's do the seafood. Cam, what you want, seafood? We good with seafood? All right, we good with seafood.
I'm on the seafood diet. We went to the opening of a new show called Tape Face at Harrah's. You may remember Tape Face from America's Got Talent. Never thought I could watch a mime for an hour. But the show's hilarious and very interactive with the audience. And if you're looking for something different, check out Tape Face at Harrah's. It was really cool. It was a good party. Also had dinner over the weekend at a 3.5-week-old new restaurant called Masso. Is it Masso or Masso at Red Rock?
Osteria Masso. It's Scott Conant's new restaurant up at Red Rock. It replaces the former Terra Rosa at Red Rock. Scott, obviously, from Scarpetta fame at Cosmopolitan. This is his new project. I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah, I had the sea bass with kale, which was really great. I love that crispy kale when they get the kale, you know, real crispy.
More crispy.
Yeah. And a bread selection is a dieter's worst nightmare. They've got like 18 different kinds of bread.
Typically, if you're watching what you're eating, you're not going for Italian.
Great service, fun bar. Masso's. How do you say what's the first
Osteria Masso.
Osteria. Does that mean restaurant in Portuguese?
It's a version of a restaurant. It's basically more of a relaxed, you know, you have bistros, you have trattorias, you have osterias.
I don't know the difference. Cork and Thorn is a new music, wine, and flower shop.
Shocker.
At Tivoli Village. Cork and Thorn live music, great wine, flowers in a very comfy setting. That's Cork and Thorn at Tivoli. Might want to try that out. My friend Albie Shore turned me on to that. Movies we recommend. Over the weekend, I saw The Disaster Artist. James Franco is amazing, brilliant as the director and star of The Room, noted as the worst movie ever made. Huh. But Franco's just phenomenal. James Franco's great. I also watched The Shape of Water last night, which won the Best Picture of the Year award. And I've got to say, really? The movie reminded me of the cult horror film Swamp Thing. And I the only thing I can say is it's worth seeing if you have some edibles around the house. It was crazy. So that was my weekend in a nutshell. I wound up 9 Fine Irishmen and drank way too much.
I don't know how you fit all that in that weekend, man. Holy.
And that was just Saturday.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's
why it's called Vegas Nonstop. And I went to the Cubs and Indians games on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, of course, the weather was better. Big thank you to Jim Gemma over at 51s. They did a great job. I think it was a sellout. I think they had over 20,000 people over the 2 days. And, it was great to see Chris and Rizzo and, you know, the guys.
Do they sell the seats, like, in the right field where the grass area? Or have they just let people go in?
No, they sit out there and stuff? No, I think they sell those as, like, picnic seats.
To make more. Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure about that. I mean, you have to at that point because you're trying to bring in so many people and the stadium only holds, obviously not quite 20, but. Yeah,
I mean, and, you know, the question is always how they're going to keep, you know, 51s fans there when it's 120 degrees out. That's always the challenge, yeah. I
think. It is what it is, right? We live in Vegas.
Did you like playing when it's really hot?
Yeah, I loved it. I don't like cold weather, but I loved it because you're loose immediately. Yeah, right, exactly.
Easy for them to warm up. When you're cold out there, man, you're just constantly working the ball, trying to get it going. Your arms, you know, not loosening up. Your elbows not loosening up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, too. And you're right, the ball has a whole different feel, too, where you're trying to get a grip of it and you just can't get it. And there's only so much you can do with the rosin bag or, you know, try to...
What's funny,
your mouth, but they don't let you.
As a catcher, we don't like it when it's cold either. That ball snaps in the glove. It hurts.
Absolutely.
When it's cold out.
And you could hear the bat crack, too, because it's cold, when it was cold on Saturday.
I think that's where we started learning how to move the ball a little bit for the hitters when their hands are cold. If I can get in on that skinny part or get on the end of the bat, no one wants to take a swing and hit that.
Get that nice vibration.
Let me ask you a question. When it is cold like that, how do you guys get warm when you're just sitting around and maybe you don't get on base or it's not a hit or it's not for like at least two or three innings? Like how is that?
Yeah, it's hard, especially for the hitters, man. They're going to have to go down in the tunnel and start jumping around. Try to bring a bike down there or something so they can stay loose.
Wow.
There's a lot of icy hot stuff that you're always kind of putting on. There's always something like that I'm trying to use. Obviously, sweaters and jackets.
Wow. There's never any heaters in the dugout like you see like at a football game in the snow,
not?
Right?
But there
why
is,
not?
It, there is depending on what part of the country. Because when you're in Detroit to start the year in April and it's 15 degrees, I need it.
Chicago, too.
Yeah, but if we're going to be somewhere where it's only like, you know, 50 degrees, then it's just that doesn't really warrant a heater. Right. But they do have them for sure, and we live by them when they have them.
That's interesting because you never really see them when you're watching on TV in the dugout or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, but not cold weather's no good for anybody.
So do you pay attention to spring training?
I follow my friends more than anything. So especially all the Vegas kids, I follow them. Buddy of ours from here, Amir Garrett, left-handed pitcher for the Reds, who's dealing right now. You want to pick somebody up in your fantasy, go get him.
Really?
Oh, he's going to average over a strikeout an inning. Left-handed pitcher, he's nasty. So it's fun watching the boys try to
make
their
team. Any relation to Garrett from Pittsburgh?
No, but Amir Garrett, how about this? Went to Finley Prep as a basketball player. Went to St. John's, played basketball at St. John's. And then the first full year he ever played a full year of baseball was 2014. How about that?
Last year was his first year
in the big leagues, I believe. But yeah, first full year ever was 14 because he was a basketball player.
Did he play for Chris Mullin at St. John's?
Yeah, a couple years back. I'm not sure exactly the years that he was there, but for sure.
You know Tommy Pham?
I don't know him, but I know, obviously of him. Never got a chance to play against him or meet him, but mutual friends for sure.
Yeah.
I forgot also to thank, shout out to Alice Goldstein for Bon Jovi. We had a great time.
I went to Bon Jovi, too? What a weekend.
On Saturday?
Yeah, all in Saturday.
I went to Kenny Chesney instead of that. Kenny was awesome, but how was Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi was rocking, man. It was great. It's amazing to see. I think he own a minor league team?
He does.
I feel like he has a part. Like
a minor league football team. An indoor football team.
Oh, football, not baseball?
Where? In
New Jersey.
Indoor football, right? In Jersey? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
right.
An arena football owner.
Philly.
In Philadelphia? Yeah. Yeah, but how was Vin A opening up for him, though? Did he do a good job?
I got there late. So I didn't get to see Vin A, but I saw the pictures, and I'm sure he was amazing. I was talking to his dad. I was texting his dad, though.
You couldn't lie and say he was excellent?
I could have. But Bon Jovi was terrific. The party's great. The place was packed. It was a good time. Everybody was drinking and having a great time because it was St. Patrick's Day. And there was so much on
that
one day.
Can you imagine that place by like 9 o'clock at night?
Well, then I rolled over to Nine Fine Irishmen right after that.
After the concert?
Yeah.
Is that New York, New York?
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to ask you. How was that place?
It was jumping. I mean, you know, it wasn't that cold on, I don't know, maybe it was the beer.
It was all the beer that warmed me up. You weren't cold.
I didn't need the icy hot, I'll tell you that. I had a pretty good even flame going.
You're telling me after all that, the baseball game, Bon Jovi, then you went to,
then I went to Nine Fine Irishmen.
And
then I went to Westgate after that even. So, yeah, I was on a mission from God.
Did you have a driver?
Party animal, if anything.
Did you have a driver?
I did. I went, you know, I did Lyft. I did Lyft.
And I always advise
that if you're going to be cocktailing, do a Lyft or an Uber. But the worst part about that for me is having to talk to the driver.
I don't know if there's a rule that says you have to.
I know that's terrible. And they were nice guys. They really were nice guys, but... It's just me being me and being antisocial.
Yeah, but I don't know why people feel obligated when they get into a ride show that you have to ask the driver, like, hey, how's your night going? What's going on?
No, please don't talk to me.
Yeah.
No conversation.
I think, you know, the answer,
just get me to my destination.
I wasn't by myself, but you know, the answer would be headphones or something. I don't know. I don't have the answer to it. But that's the only problem that I have with Lyft and Uber is having to talk to the driver.
Oh, that's a good idea. You mean the headphones in with headphones?
No, yeah. No. Listen, I got the best trick
Marcus,
in the world.
What do you got?
That's actually pretty good.
I get in the car, right?
Yeah.
I put the phone to my ear.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
So you know, of course.
So then
you know,
you're having a conversation with yourself?
No, you just hold the phone to your ear. And guess what? The guy in the front or the woman, they're not going to talk to you while you're on the phone.
He just thinks the other person's talking.
Then you finally put it down halfway there. You good.
I like that, too. I got
to
use
it's a strategy. Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to dive into NCAA and find out what's going on. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Now, sure. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop. A little tribute to Bon Jovi that we saw over the weekend. Also, a shout out to our friend Jeff Mullitz, who helped us with Alice Goldstein to go see Bon Jovi, everybody. Bon Jovi with Tico Torres on the drums.
Why are you doing radio guy? I figured you would do like Casey Kasem.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I don't know how he could still do the countdown. He's been dead for 10 years. How do you do that?
He's talented,
hits
man.
From heaven. Hits from heaven. Anyway, so you guys want to talk about how you did? Didn't you have some bets going on last week?
We did have a couple of bets going on.
How'd you do?
Marcus hit his lock by half a point.
That's right. Kentucky, the Kentucky
game. We were talking
game.
About the Kentucky game, and he couldn't believe the line was only 5.
And you hit it?
And,
of course.
Yeah.
Four and a half, and they won by five. Yeah.
So during the break, you guys were correcting me, or not really, but you're talking about how many teams you actually have played for. So, Josh, let's start with you. We mentioned the Yankees and the Athletics. Run them down.
I got to count with fingers.
In your major league career.
Major league? The big leagues is the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Yankees. That's short. The minor league, we added a whole bunch.
Marcus Banks?
I got drafted to the Celtics, of course. 5 years with Phoenix. Miami for 3, Toronto for 3.
That's all you can remember.
And of course, Minnesota. And I spent a little time in LA, maybe like a week and a half before Boston asked for the trade back.
Oh, so. Yeah, that was that.
That was your Gary Payton.
Oh, no, I'm salty about it because I missed 3 championships. You got to think they won 3 in a row at that time. Mm-hmm. You understand? I'm real sour about it. You got to think I left Miami a year too soon.
Right.
LeBron, that's when LeBron came. They won 3 in a row. Yeah. You got to think when I was in Phoenix, if it wasn't for Robert Horry, for hip checking Steve
Big
Nash,
shot Bob.
We're up 2-1 going back to Phoenix. That year, we'd won the championship. I would have like 7 or 8 right now. Oh, my God. I'd probably still be playing. I don't know what's going on, man. Could you imagine, though?
You definitely would have been offered a head coaching gig with all them rings, too, because that comes from the ASAP. Territory. Yeah.
But you both do actually have that in common, that you both like coaching kids.
Absolutely.
The kids keep it fun. That's why.
Yep.
You know, if you kick the parents far enough away, you actually enjoy what you're doing. The parents are the ones that ruin it. The kids just go and play. That's why it's so much fun.
Yep.
So what did you think about basketball over the weekend, Jeffrey with a G?
I thought it was unbelievable. I thought it was one of the best first weekends we've ever seen. History was made on several different levels. Obviously, the biggest game being UMBD knocking off Virginia, the overall number one team, as not just a 1 versus a 16, but as a 20-point underdog winning by 20. Mm. I mean, we talk about how Vegas gets the number so close every time, and yet here they are. They're off by 40. And I thought it was great for the kids from Maryland. A part of me felt badly for the kids for Virginia for a minute, but not really. You had to show up and play your game. You're the best defensive team in the country. You're number one overall. You didn't show up. You got taken out to the woodshed in the second half. Tied at 21 at halftime, and they just rolled you in the second half.
They didn't miss, man.
I mean, at the end of the day, I look at it like every single game is championship play.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, for the teams that really, really strap it on and really, really have nothing to lose.
I'm sorry, the teams do what? The teams do what?
Pause.
Really? You're going through the low-lying fruit again?
That's basketball terminology, baby. Don't worry about it. That's what it is. No, but I mean, the guys who really, really bring it, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that has nothing to lose. I think they play the best in the tournament.
No, I agree too, because you're right. That's the first round's the greatest. It's like the opening.
Oh, it's
opening the season.
Yep.
The first round, everybody's equal because you forget what you did. You're this there, and everything's about as a team winning. It's no longer about individual stats. And I said that about a few teams. Remember when the Rays won the World Series? They finally, as a team, they finally were like, well, why can't we beat the Yankees? Why are they so good? Why is everybody, like, what about us? Instead of once you start playing those good teams, like UMBC playing Virginia, and you're going, all right, these are really good. And then at some point, the game starts to get away, and then you're like, oh, well, they're supposed to beat us. These teams don't do that. UMBC didn't do that.
But what I don't get is, forget looking at it from Cinderella's side going up against Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
How does Goliath show up and lay an egg after not giving up 70 points all year?
You want this? You want
to
this?
And, you let these guys run ragged on you in the second half.
Once again, they didn't miss. It's hard when somebody doesn't miss. And every time you think you're going to get a stop and go down a score, somebody doesn't miss, it kind of gets deflating. At some point, it's like, geez, really? And it's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a team that was there. They never backed off. They didn't miss. I mean, Virginia's huge, by the way. They were twice as big.
Yeah,
as
they're twice as big.
That was
monsters.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but I liked it. They felt like they should be there. They didn't back down from a challenge. And you know what? You know, the thing that I like most is they didn't stop doing what got them to that spot. You see a lot of teams take a lead, and then they start to back off, and they start to kill the clock at 7 or 8 minutes. These guys... I disagree with the couple of the shots they would come on fast breaks, and the guy in front of him, he's throwing up some three-pointers. and 2 seconds into the shot clock. Right. But once again, like I said, that's what got him there.
Well, that also keeps Virginia on their heels, too.
Yeah, I appreciated them doing what was working.
Right? You get in their head, we're not missing, we're not missing. Now you come down 2 seconds into the shot clock. He's launching these, and you don't know.
I mean, you guys got to also look at it like not everyone's built for that tournament. You understand? That tournament is so much pressure. It's like being in the NBA. It's like
UMBC lost to Albany by 30.
But it doesn't matter. These kids' lives are on the line.
I get it. It's just unbelievable.
1 week. This month is the most stressful. These kids not even worrying about school and stuff this month. This month, only thing they want to do is win one half. Not even the game. It's a half at a time.
True.
And once these kids really, really buy in to what the coaches has been preaching all year long into that system, guess what? That's when it pays.
Well, halftime of that game, they're tied at 21. They go in the locker room and coach says, see, I told you they weren't that bad. We're going to go out there and get them in the second half.
Right, and you got to remember, like Virginia, they're a great defensive team, but everybody's going to step up the defense in tournament play like this.
Yes.
And Virginia never had the ability to step on you offensively. They never were able to put up 80 or 90 points.
Yep.
So eventually when they faced a team who was going to score, what were they going to do? And they've never had to do it all year. And so, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but they
got in their heads too, right?
Yeah.
We can't score, and we can't stop them from scoring.
You got teams like,
I mean, when it rains, it pours, especially in basketball. I mean, you have to stop the bleeding somewhere.
It goes fast, too.
No, and I definitely think, you know, timeouts and stuff like that comes into play. Coaching, the X and O's parts in the tournament, that's when it really, really counts because you have to be able to stop that bleeding. Like, if a guy goes on and he knocks down 2 or 3 shots, timeout. Hey guys, get regrouped, get this thing together.
Maybe get someone else covering him.
Stay solid.
Double team him. Yep. Switch it up.
It's a lot of X's and O's. It's a lot of chess to basketball, especially in March Madness.
I'm glad you said that too, because in that Nevada Cincinnati game, Nevada let them get off to like a 20-4 start.
Yep.
I was so upset, and I fired it. And people yelled at me afterwards.
I
fired it. That Nevada already lost because of the coaching. He should have called timeout. He should have did something. He did nothing, and he let that get out of control. On the flip side, Cincinnati ends up doing the same thing. But you're right. I don't understand as a coach how you allow that to happen that quick. To come back on a team like Cincinnati is almost impossible.
But you can't control it because it's momentum. Once a team has the moment, it doesn't matter. You could be the worst team. If
like
that
you
ball
said,
gets
and
to popping
snowballs.
Around and it's contagious.
Yeah.
Like you got to think the 12th man, the 12th guy on the team is like the number one guy, especially in basketball. What if his energy is better than these guys' starters?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It puts so much pressure on the opposite team.
But then conversely, how does Cincinnati blow a 22-point lead with 11 minutes left in the game?
I mean,
and so going back to what you're saying, kudos to coach at UNR, who whatever he did at halftime, making changes.
Listen, I'm a UNLV guy. You guys know that, but I've been telling you guys those twins at UNR are something special. I think they're like 6'7", 6'8", a piece. And at the end of the day, they both play pretty much the same position.
Did you watch that game?
Oh, my God. Those guys are unbelievable. Like, I mean, like I said, they got a couple things they need to work on. Other than that, those guys are definitely pros.
Are they I'm a big Loyola fan. I think that's a good team, man. And they're very disciplined.
That's perfect.
Yeah, they don't get reckless. So I wonder how that's
going to
affect
Nevada. Loyola, Nevada, huh?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Nevada's a 2-point favorite for the record
going
into the game.
Yeah. Okay.
But in that region, the South region, it's the first time ever in the 40 years of the tournament that you don't have a 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed.
But in my opinion, that's what was so great about basketball this year, is there wasn't one team that was always better than everybody else. Everybody proved that they were human at some point, and everybody proved that they can win.
I think
that's why I've been so excited.
Yep.
I don't know how you feel, but I feel like coming in, anybody had a chance to win.
There's a lot of parity in the NCAA now, which is great. I was listening to one of the gaming executives from William Hill. He was saying, you know, when we first started this, number one seeds were 35, 38, 40-point favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Then they were 30-point favorites. Now they're 20. Now they're 20-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The gap is closing, and these younger teams, these mid-majors, I love it. I think it's great for basketball. It's great for the sport, and I love seeing it.
Yeah, it's definitely time. The game is definitely evolving. Players are going to every school, not just, you know, the big top schools. So it's just making it fair all across the board.
Look what this does for a team like UMBC, right? When they're recruiting next year.
I know we got to go to break, but I want to say one thing. It's because of people like him coaching his kids now where we didn't have those coaches.
Yep,
so all these kids are so much better coming up that there are so many more kids to go to these smaller schools.
Hands on.
And they're all becoming a lot equal, even though we only know the bigger school names.
Yeah. And you're doing the same thing with your boys.
We do our best, for sure.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop with Josh Towers, Marcus Banks. Come back right after this commercial.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Down in the sky with Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM KBAD. How bad could you be? Brought to you again by Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Great selection of pre-driven used cars for under 10 grand. Las Vegas Auto Sales caters to the entertainment and hospitality industry. If you're in the market for a dependable used car, visit our friend Lucky Lopez. Yes, that's his real name.
I don't even know where you meet these people.
Lucky Lopez? He actually sings karaoke. He's a karaoke car dealer. Only in Vegas. Also, Lightning Funding for all of your mortgage needs. Visit their website at lightningfunding.com. So we're here with Marcus Banks and Jeffrey with the G to talk more about NCAA madness, Vegas madness, madness in general. So
we talked about some of the upsets that went on this weekend. We didn't talk about Buffalo knocking off Arizona. I mean, again, Arizona as a four seed was definitely one of the favorites coming into the tournament to go far. Here comes this young team, not a young team, senior team from Buffalo. We talk about these smaller teams where these kids are not one and done. They stay and play. They get to know each other. They build that, you know what it's like growing high school and college and even in the NBA, in the NBA when you have a chemistry with two or three guys on the team.
Camaraderie.
But you get to know each other, how you play. And when you're in a funk, he'll bring you out, and vice versa when he's...
Absolutely.
These kids from Buffalo took it to Arizona.
You know what? You know, my experience and going to college, I loved playing with guys, second, third-year guys. I mean, because the game is so much easier. You understand the game. You know your spots. You know where to be. You know exactly what the coach wants. So you take a team like that, you know what? It's been 4 years. They've been working together. You got to think. That's been their summer times together. It's not like you're playing with other players that you don't know. This is a team that's been together for pretty much 3 to 4 years. And you know what? You got a solid coach, and these guys did stick to the game plan, and that's how it was able to happen.
Let me ask you about another game we saw, because obviously we saw defending champ North Carolina lose this weekend. I mean, Texas A&M just took him out to the woodshed by 20.
You know what? They slowed the game down, and they made him take tough shots, and Texas A&M got a big guy. And you know what? They fed the ball down there to the big guy, and you know what? He just laid it in, and they slowed it down on the other end because he's a rim protector, and, you know.
I was watching that game, and at halftime, Charles Barkley said A&M was up by 14, and all the guys in the panel said, oh, you're going to see Carolina go on a run. They're going to come back.
Barkley That's what
said,
I thought.
Barkley said, no, these guys are for real. They got big guys. They're physical.
Right.
They're not going to let North Carolina get in their groove to do what they got to do to spark that offense. He was spot on.
Absolutely.
They took a 14-point lead, made it 20, and then I think they were just done.
Yep.
They were done.
Like I mentioned earlier, like those timeouts and things like that, North Carolina, they tried. You know, they tried to – they hit a couple shots. They got a couple little plays. But when I tell you Texas, they kept the hammer on those guys, you know, kept their foot to the pedal. And like I said, they kept their pressure on. And they did not let those guys back in.
Let's take a look at some of the games coming up this weekend in the Sweet 16. One that obviously stands out to a lot of people because there's a lot of underlying stories is going to be Duke versus Syracuse, right?
Yikes.
Coach K, That's Jim right. Boeheim, two legendary programs. Two of the oldest coaches to coach against each other in a Sweet 16. I think Boeheim 73, Coach K 71.
It's going to be a lot of fireworks in that game.
Double-digit favorite. It's going to be Duke's offense averaging 85 points a game to Syracuse's defense, who's only giving up like 52 or 53.
How is Grayson playing?
Yeah, Grayson's playing. Don't tell me you like that kid. Please,
I mean,
please.
You know what? It's not that you like him, but I wouldn't want to play against him. I
Why?
Need him on my team.
Why?
Because he's like a he's just one of those guys that'll do whatever he needs to do to win the game.
Even if it's dirty?
This is the thing. The entire game is like that. It's little things that guys do, little tricks and trades and stuff like that. This is the thing. He's just not getting away with it anymore.
But yeah, because he's got the spotlight on him and he hasn't figured out psychologically.
Yeah, he has to. He definitely has to tone it down.
Teams are getting in his head, and if you don't think for half a second that Boeheim is going to have one or two dudes coming off the bench, popping him in the ribs, hitting him in the leg, give him a little shove in the back.
But I think Coach, I know Coach K has already had that conversation with him. Listen, you know what I mean? Like, those guys have been out the last couple of years. This is an opportunity for them. They're playing well. Like I said, they got a nice little squad that they ain't had together for a couple years now. And like I said, I don't think he's going to do anything to jeopardize that.
I got to tell you, I like Syracuse here.
What's the spread?
11.5. Now, they did
That's rough.
They played earlier this season.
Okay.
And Syracuse held them to 60 points. Unfortunately, they only put up 44 themselves.
But this is when it counts, though. So you can best believe those guys are going to – they're bringing it. They're definitely going to bring
Look what they did against Michigan State. They got out-rebounded 51-30 and won the game. That doesn't happen.
It doesn't. That's when it comes to the X and O's, though.
But that tells me that Syracuse has something special going on where they'll get out-rebounded, but yet they somehow, I don't know, they just don't allow the other team to score even though they're being out-rebounded.
They make, like I told you, it's the tempo of the game. If you control the pace to keep it a low-scoring game, you can ruffle some guys' feathers. You understand? Especially when they're used to getting out, making a lot of shots and pushing the tempo and things like that. So when you get teams that grind it out, that's a half-court team, and I think right now, the best way I think Syracuse can attack this game, they have to play half court. Have to be a half court set.
Slow it down. Don't
Slow
let them
down.
Run.
Don't
can't
let them
get
run.
Grayson
nope. you can't.
Popping his threes and doing whatever.
Yep. You actually close out on all the shooters, force everyone into the middle. And, you know, I just say just play a solid basketball game.
You know, there's another team that sort of is creeping around still in the Sweet 16 that no one's talking about. Florida State just knocked off a very, very good Xavier team, number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they got to go up against the Zags. And there's something
the
about this
different.
Gonzaga team.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, but look at the team from last year.
No,
like,
I know.
It's been the Zags, they just hard-nosed
team. But
they
can't get over the hump.
You know what? I think that their guard play. I think that's the only thing that holds the Zags back. I think they need just a little bit more guard play.
I'm going to give you one more game, and this one's going to touch home because we talked about them last week when we were on the air, Kentucky. There isn't a happier number five seed than Kentucky that now does not have an Arizona or a Virginia to deal with in their bracket. But they're going up against a very good K-State team.
Yeah, they are. But like I said, been there before. You know,
Kentucky?
Yeah, been there before.
But these are all freshmen.
But it doesn't matter. They're all freshmen.
Calipari's
Every single
been
year,
there.
It's the coach that makes it work. You got to think. He's been leading these guys into this fire all year long. This is the moment that they've been waiting for. Guess what? The regular season, you win some games, the conference tournament, whatever. this is when it counts. Every guy I know, they'll trade that conference championship title for this, the national title, guaranteed.
One last game, because I think they're the best team left in the tournament.
Okay.
Villanova. Mm. This team is diesel, but they're going up against a very high-scoring West Virginia team.
What's the spread?
Villanova by 5.5. Total's 154. So we're looking for a relatively high-scoring game, both teams in the mid-70s.
I don't think so. Like, the longer this tournament go, I think that scoring is going to drop. No one's going to get that average.
Because they're tense?
Everyone's tense. Everyone's going to be tense. Guy's not going to be as loose and take that shot. You don't want to miss that shot.
Right. In the first round, it's like, all right,
yeah,
we can do whatever. Yeah. But now we're one and done.
But this is when you get the guys. Now you'll see the main guys step up. The guys with the ice water in their veins hit the big shots that wants to take those shots at the end of the game. Take the shots that matter. Take the fouls, because you know you only get five. And what guy you know want to be sitting on the bench, you know, using his fouls up? This is the thing. This is a strategy type weekend coming up and week, and these guys are ready for it.
I will say this. We were just talking about Grayson Allen. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy that he doesn't matter the situation that he's in.
Oh, you don't care.
He wants the ball. Mm-hmm. He'll take the foul. He'll drive the lane. Or if he's doubled up, he'll dish the ball too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you say you don't want to play against him.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. He does it on both ends. You know, you just want these kids playing hard, you know, just like you were saying earlier.
I know, I agree. I got to tell you, I like the way Purdue's playing, too. That's a good team, too. Hmm. This is going to be a fun weekend because you still have some dogs in there, your Nevadas, your Loyolas, that no one's expecting.
It's going to be a grinding type of weekend.
Listen, I know everyone here are Rebel fans, but it's nice to see Nevada being represented
Absolutely. In
the tournament.
It's still Nevada.
I'm going to be rooting for UNR this weekend over Loyola.
I will, too.
Well, that clears it all up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Where are we watching these games, as a matter of fact? Where's the place?
Well, I know where we're going Thursday night to watch.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And we have some good games to watch Thursday night.
We're going to be all over the place.
We're going to have a good time. But, I mean, listen, you know, it's funny. You always say how you don't like when NFL ends after the Super Bowl. It's like there's nothing to watch. But I'll be honest, these 2 months right after the Super Bowl until opening day in baseball, we got March Madness. By the way, I don't know if you guys are golf fans. We have the Masters coming up this week. Mm. You think a few eyes on Tiger?
Yeah, a lot of eyes on Tiger.
Right?
I've been checking him out all week. He looked confident.
He can't just get there.
But this is the thing. It's going to take time. Like, he has plenty of time. These guys are playing today 80 years old.
He was creeping on Rory up until about the 10th hole. He got within a stroke. Mm-hmm. And then on 15, he shanked that thing so far. Why?
Remember what I told you, the ice water? He just had to get it back.
What's the scandal with Rory? What's something with the fans?
Oh, he yelled at some fan about something. I don't know. I don't get involved. That's what Josh was actually... actually, if you want to know what Josh was barking about on Facebook, it was about Rory saying something. And basically, Josh was right. He was saying, listen, when you're a professional athlete, I don't care what game you're playing, there are always going to be fans that are going to heckle.
Oh, yeah, yelling at your mom,
heckling at you for whatever reason.
You have to be professional.
And that's where ice in the veins and blinders, you just got to do your thing, man. They're always going to... You don't think when LeBron James goes out there, there's dudes that are yelling at him all the time?
Absolutely.
All the time.
Every second.
I mean, listen, we got the NFL draft coming up. The Jets just traded up to the 3 spot. We got baseball, buddy. We got spring training. This is the best time of year.
Well, good, because we're going to take another break, and then you can talk about all that. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Like us and share us on Facebook and other social medias. Vegas Nonstop. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work.
Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott back on the airwaves here at NBC Sports Radio with more Vegas nonstop. A lot of Bon Jovi going on over the weekend and lots of fun over the weekend. Lots of St. Patrick's Day and basketball and baseball and cocktailing and beers and food. And now it's Monday.
Bummer. You all right, buddy?
I think so. Tonight, Kelly Clinton has her open mic over at the Bootlegger. If you're looking for fun, I went there last Monday, had some great pizza. I want you to save the date, Friday, March 30th, for Vegas Nonstop hosting a Stormy Daniels lookalike contest with the number one Trump impersonator in the country, John DiDomenico, at Centerfold's Gentleman's Club on Paradise across from the Hard Rock Hotel. $5,000 in cash and prizes for the best Stormy Daniels lookalike. Contestants will be judged on their blondness and onstage dancing. Also, guys have a shot to win complimentary bottle service for their best Trump lookalike. That's Friday, March 30th, 9 p.m. at Centerfold's Gentleman's Club on Paradise, right across from Hard Rock. Always free limo service at Centerfold's. We talked about Misbehave Game Show. That's a must-see. It's really, I think, the funniest show in Las Vegas. That's at Bally's at 8 o'clock p.m. Bronx Wanderers, also at 8 p.m. at Bally's. Tenors of Rock at Harrah's. Menopause and Musical at Harrah's. And the Cocktail Cabaret at Caesars. So you guys want to talk about Golden Knights. I keep hearing how many games are left, how many home games are left. And Mike Dreitzer, one of the biggest fans, is promising to take me to another hockey game, another Golden Knights game.
But I don't understand what the discrepancy is. There's no discrepancy.
Well, how many home games are left?
The schedule doesn't change.
Are there four home games left?
Well, let's take a look, John.
Let's take a look.
Let's go into the
prize vault.
Are they still in first?
I think they are.
In the division, right?
They are in the Pacific Division. Okay. Number two seed overall in the Western Conference.
Yeah, we'll take that, though. This is the first year. Like, we okay.
As Trust me, they've already exceeded everyone's expectations.
I think it's a great time just as a time, you know, whether you're a hockey fan or not.
Yeah.
They've got the showgirls, and they've got the marching band and the front line, and, man, it's just a good
time. All right,
so
here we go.
Okay, how many?
We're home tomorrow against Vancouver. That's one.
That's in Canada, isn't it?
It still is in Vancouver.
Aren't you Canadian, eh?
Still in Canada.
Aren't you from Canada, eh?
Then they have a home and home with Colorado. So
they have
a
what? A home and home.
Yeah, it means we go to their home, they come to our home.
Oh.
Home and home.
Okay. Mm. I want to go home. There's no place like
so
home.
So Saturday we're going to be at the Avalanche, and then Monday the Avalanche are here. That's two games.
Oh, so that's a home and home also?
The same home and home that we were just referring to.
Home Alone.
Wow, this is like 101.
I got a dog that can do better.
March 28th.
I got a show.
We have the Coyotes here. Actually, I'll tell you what, the Knights finish.
Where are the Coyotes
four
from?
Four straight games at home. So put it this way, they have five games left at home. Vancouver tomorrow night, and then they finish the last four games, Colorado, Arizona, St. Louis, and San Jose.
Are they all home and home?
No.
I like home and home.
So who do you think they'll see first round?
That's the toughest part. It's up for grabs. I'll tell you who they want to see, and that's Avalanche.
Okay.
Because when you go to the playoffs, especially in hockey, you want to see is a team that isn't very experienced in the playoffs, okay. right? Mm-hmm. Colorado's a young team. They're on the rise. But we have veterans like James Neal, yeah. like Marc-Andre Fleury, Carlson. I mean, yesterday with the natural hat trick, mm-hmm. unbelievable. You don't want to see.
What's a natural hat trick?
I mean, you score 3 goals in 1 period.
Oh, that makes it a natural?
Right.
3 goals in a row.
No, I don't think so. No. Doesn't matter in how they come, but if you score 3 goals in 1 period, it's called the natural.
So if it's
one player scoring 3 goals in 1 period.
Yeah. So is it unnatural if it's in another period?
No. If you score 3 goals over the course of the entire game, it's simply
Marcus
a hat
like,
trick.
He asked the stupidest question.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he's laughing because I can't laugh anymore.
No, you got something else, man.
It's not natural. It's unnatural.
No, it's just a regular hat trick. And if you watched the game yesterday, what happens is all the fans throw their hats on the ice.
Oh, they do? When do they throw the squid or the octopus?
Only in Detroit do they throw octopus on the ice.
What?
Why? Yeah. Oh, see, Marcus doesn't even know about that.
Wow. And
they throw octopus on the ice.
What does it do? Like
and
this?
In Nashville, they throw rats on the ice? Is that right? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All for the hat trick?
Yeah.
We need
but
a fact checker.
But there's different stories behind there why they do it.
How many different hat tricks are there then?
There's only 2, a regular hat trick and a natural hat trick.
Okay. Okay. So why the mice and the rats and the dogs? And
no
the
mice
puppies.
Or dogs, but I believe in Nashville they do it. I don't know the tradition behind throwing the octopus on the ice in Detroit, but
you don't.
It's an original 16. They've been doing it for years. I can't.
Not real rats,
once.
Though, right?
No, they're toy rats.
Okay, cool.
But
you're
it's
like,
a real
you're
octopus.
Freaked out by rats, aren't you?
They threw batteries on the court when we play in Greece.
Yeah. Why?
Batteries.
It's like if it's a bad call.
Because they hurt exactly.
Like if it's a bad call or something like that.
Listen,
no, they shoot fireworks and all kind of. Yeah, that's why. It's
Bobby will remember this. But growing up in the 60s and 70s in the NHL, when you had 2 teams playing each other that didn't like each other, like Montreal and Boston, they would heat pennies up and throw them up on the ice. They would melt in. Players would hurt themselves. Like if I'm a Montreal fan and
the Bruins are in
Montreal, guys are heating up pennies and throwing them on the ice. That's what they used to do.
And I thought they were so nice in Canada.
When Montreal and Boston plays, there's nothing nice about anything. Yeah. Believe me.
Yeah, no.
Believe me.
Okay,
I've
so you don't know why they throw an octopus on the rink in Detroit. It's Detroit that they do that?
In Detroit, still.
Fascinating.
The Motor City.
The Motor City.
Motown.
Hey, do you want to talk about golf at all? I know you were talking about Tiger. Was that during the break or were we on the air?
Tiger. Let's get my man Tiger.
I don't know if that was on the air or was that during the break.
We did touch upon Tiger. I mean, obviously he's playing at the best level he's played since what, 08, 09, whatever
it is. I'm just glad to see him out there having fun.
Right?
He's finished top 5 in his last 3 tournaments, but he still isn't getting...
He's not Tiger.
No, and what's interesting is I'm looking at the odds for the Masters this week. He's right up there again.
Oh, yeah.
You got Rory and Dustin Johnson at 8-1, and then Tiger's right behind them at 9-1.
He'll be okay.
He's not meant to. Well, here's the thing. Augusta is not built for his game. That's the problem. I mean, granted, he doesn't hit it long like he used to, but Augusta's not his game.
What is he driving the ball right now?
Oh, he's still.
Like, what is he kind of
having? When he actually hits the fairway?
Yeah, when he actually
hits
the
fairway. Because he can't hit a fairway to save his life right now.
350.
Yeah, that's. Take some. He might need to take a little bit off of it then. Well, like, if you're hitting the ball and he's not hitting the fairway, like, I mean, I play a little bit. Like, but I mean, I know how to take a little bit off of it. You know what I mean?
He birdied the 10th hole yesterday, and he was with 1 stroke of the lead. And then he got up on 15. Mm-hmm. Instead of pulling out an iron and playing it safe, he pulls out the driver. What does he do? Wide right, and he knocks himself out of the tournament.
Can I tell you guys why?
Do you play
honestly?
Golf? Do you play golf?
I mean, I mess around. Like, I'm a natural athlete. It's not a sport that I can't play.
Opposed to an unnatural athlete.
I want
to
see you play hockey.
Don't get it misunderstood. We were just talking.
And the music in my ear.
Roller hockey is what we do
ice,
in the
ice.
Pocket. Hold up. It's the difference.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. We are out of time.
Listen, black men don't do the ice too much. Okay, but listen, we'll put the rollerblades. I'll put the rollerblades on.
That's why they didn't call them the Black Knights. That's why they call them the Black Knights. They went with the Golden Knights. I want to thank our guest, Marcus Banks.
Man.
That is Josh Thomas.
Cam.
Shout out to Cameron.
Cam on spring break.
Who doesn't have a favorite basketball team or player?
Mike Austin for helping us out on Twitch Network. Like us and share us. Jeffrey with a G. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Johnny.
If you see us out, please buy us a drink, say hello, and eat well and party hard, my friends.
All right.
No reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to?